Well, of course, a lot of people will be saying, thank goodness we are saying farewell to 2021, but how is 2022 going to play out? Well, a communication, leadership and mindset expert is Renee Garuso, and she's on the phone this morning for this Monday. Hi, Renee, how are you going?
I'm good, Jamie, and yourself?
Look, I am terrific. Hopefully you had a lovely Christmas and a Boxing Day. I know a lot of people are going to be saying, well, there are so many cases of this COVID-19 still about. How can we even look forward to 2022?
Yeah, I'm hearing you, and I heard a bit of that over Chrissy lunch, I must say. But look, I think I'm a big believer in look at the year that was. Make sure you take the time to sort of reflect, make some self-reflective time, and have a look at, I think, firstly, what you've got to celebrate. Because I think so often we get caught up in the doing and not the being, and we just jump into a new year. So I always say take some time to think about what are you grateful for, what have you got to celebrate, and secondly, what was your biggest learning from 2021 that you can bring into the new year to progress yourself and others forward?
Yeah, some good advice there, but obviously, you know, we look at the year that was or the year that we're still in, and you think, well, geez, you know, yeah, there's a few lessons we can learn from, but how are we going to get over this hurdle?
Yeah, it's well, look at how far we've come. You know, who would have thought 3 years ago we'd be sort of coming out the other side of this? And I think something I say to a lot of people is when we're faced with uncertainty, which we still are, I'm a realist, the first thing we do as human beings is tend to look at what's changing and what we're uncertain about. So a really, really good tip is to look at what hasn't changed, what won't change, and focus on that and control what you can actually influence.
I suppose at the end of the day, like all the health professionals are saying and the politicians are saying, it's something that we're just going to have to live with moving forward.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's some acceptance there. I think it's, you know, when people hear the word acceptance, you know, I don't want the listeners to think, oh, we're accepting COVID and whatever. But just accepting we're in, I call it the next normal. We're living in a new world. And I think we've all grown as people, you know, use what got you through last year, you know, be in service to those around you. The minute we help others and the minute we share what we've learnt that's got us through, that can really, really help us get out of our own head and move forward and be in the present and, you know, not sit there worrying because, you know, COVID's here, it's global. There's going to be uncertainty, as we know, you know, moving into the new year around so many different things. But focus on what you can control. And I always use a bit of a saying, Jamie, and adopt a gift mindset. You know, be open to unwrapping the gifts or the lessons that you've learned, and don't forget about them and sweep them under the rug. Look at what helped you get through 2021 and how can I amplify that to help me and, you know, the people I love, whether it's home, in your workplace, to move forward next year.
And obviously this week, obviously today and tomorrow are public holidays across the country. A lot of people would have taken this week off, those crazy enough to work like yourself and me and myself. But I guess we're doing things that we love. But this week is probably the week to sort of plan for 2022.
Yeah, it is. And you know, some people will probably be thinking, oh, wow, it's the last thing on my mind. Everyone's, you know, a bit exhausted after the year we've had. But I think it's as simple as sitting down, 15 minutes, grab a journal, your iPad, whatever. Just go, what am I proud of last year? And what did I learn? And what can I do to make 2022 your best year yet? And a little thing, Damien, that I do with a lot of our clients and my loved ones, I did it with my nieces on Christmas Day, have a big word for the year. So my word next year is balance because, you know, I love what I do to the point I don't have a lot of balance out of work. So what's your big word for the year? And just make sure whatever you're thinking, whatever you're doing and whoever you're being feeds into that big word. So it could be something like surrender. It could be something like focus. It could be something like just be present, you know, and bring that in.
Some good advice there. Well, we appreciate your time on this Monday morning. Have a great 2022, and I'm sure we'll talk throughout the year.
Thanks, Damien. You too.